Is the Bible the Word of God? When the Bible speaks, it's God Himself who's speaking. It's in fashion today for Christians to claim God spoke to them, but they're talking about some mystical inspiration, which in truth is self-deception. The apostles completed the scriptures, so any claim to new revelation is false. Since that's the case, we must treat the Bible as the Word of God and not some vague mystical self-assertion. Thus, the true characteristic of a minister, according to Hebrews 13:7, is that he speaks the Word of God and not his own visions or impressions. Now, when we say the Bible is inspired, we're presupposing a personal mind and will behind the inspiration who delights to communicate that will to others. In doing this, he used various men with different personalities. He didn't override their personalities, but he overruled their limitations to get his word on paper without error. They were moved by God's Spirit to put the right words on the page. This is how the scriptures came into existence originally, and they continue to exist through His providence. Now, the scriptures are infallible in both the Old and New Testaments. This means they'll accomplish all they say, they give correct understanding as to the person and work of the Lord Jesus Christ, they provide correct teaching, and show us how to live right. Infallibility extends to every detail. The writers wrote down the direct teachings of God, events, and conversations without error, and they've been preserved by the living God. In conclusion, when the scriptures are interpreted, we must keep them in their context and cultural settings. The scriptures are never to be judged, but we let them judge us. There's no middle ground. The scriptures are the words of God, and they're never wrong. This is Dan Sheridan.